This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hello there. You're about to watch an episode of The Daily Show. That means there's some news and some jokes on the way. So if you like laughing and news, you're in the right place, honey.
Coming to you from New York City, the only city in America, it's The Daily Show. Tonight, the skies are mask-free. Jordan Klepper is overseas. And Pamela Adlon. This is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah.
It's going to be really fun. Pamela Adlon is our guest tonight, here to talk about her hilarious show, Better Things. Jordan Klepper decided to visit Trump fans in Hungary, which I didn't even know was a thing. And today in headlines, we're going to be talking about the story that's got everybody going. And no, I'm not talking about Drake and Taylor Swift. We're talking about the end of masks. So let's do this, people. Let's jump straight into today's headlines. All right, for 2 years now, if you've wanted to travel by train, plane, or dong-shaped spaceship, there's one thing you needed to have. One, a ticket, obviously, and two, you needed to wear a mask. Well, yesterday, a federal judge decided that it's time to take our masks off.
This morning, a sight we haven't seen in more than a year. Travelers maskless on planes and walking through airports after a major reversal. A federal judge in Florida striking down the mask mandate on public transportation. The Biden administration saying masks are no longer required on planes, trains, buses, and transportation hubs. Now United, American, Delta, Southwest, JetBlue, and Alaska Airlines confirming they will no longer make passengers mask up.
It's fantastic. Fantastic news.
Queens, We Are the Champions played on loop from behind the Sacramento International Airport's Southwest ticketing counter today, and you can see some staff still choosing to wear a face covering. Others did not.
I love it.
I like seeing everybody's face. You know, forget what people look like.
Aww. Yo, I'm actually so happy for that lady, you know? Yeah. But I will say, if you forget what your friends and family look like in the time that you're at the airport, you need to get that checked. Yeah. Or you're spending too much time at the airport. What are you doing? Oh, another delay? Whoa, who are you? But that's right, people. As of yesterday, masks are no longer required on flights in America. And not just flights. Amtrak has said you don't have to wear masks on its trains, right? Uber has announced that you don't have to wear masks in their cars, but you do still have to smile politely when the driver tells you what he thinks about politics. And various cities have said you no longer have to wear masks on their subways or their buses, right? Although here in New York, the MTA is standing firm. They've said you still have to wear a mask on the New York City subway. Yeah, which has nothing to do with COVID. It's just an extra layer of protection for when you fall asleep and you wake up to find a stranger licking you. Very common on the F train. But from now on, when you travel in most places, masks are optional, which a lot of people are happy about. right? Which makes sense, because let's be honest, people, traveling with masks sucks, right? Your face gets sweaty, right? You can't pretend it's somebody else's breath that stinks. Yeah? It always feels like someone's using a tiny, dull saw on the back of your ears to cut them off. There's a lot of reasons to not like masks, is what I'm saying. But what a lot of people are unhappy about is how and when this rule was changed. You see, when they first put in the mask mandate, right? When they first put it in place, they told us when the change would go into effect so people could prepare. But for some reason, this rule change happened in the middle of people's flights.
A mid-flight announcement for travelers across the country tonight. Cheers up in the air as airline crews got word that the national mask mandate was struck down. Flight attendants on one Southwest flight collecting the masks from people excited to ditch them.
Mask now optional for employees, customers, following White House.
No longer enforce the federal mandate requiring masks in all U.S. airports and onboard aircraft.
I have so many questions. First of all, why are people cheering like that? People are cheering like they just said you can take two bags of chips instead of one. What? Hell yeah! I'm glad I paid another $300 for Economy Plus, yeah! And also, that flight attendant who was singing, what was that? It was like the worst version of the Lion King. Put your mask in here. That celebration looked like Mardi Gras in the sky, and all types of people were celebrating, black, white, old, young, everyone. You know, they were happy about the mask change, but many other passengers were silently pissed off, which I totally get. Because look, I don't care what you think of masks. You have to admit, it is insane to change a safety rule in the middle of a flight, people. Just as a general rule, nothing should change mid-flight, ever. Nothing. I don't want the course changing, all right? I don't want the cabin pressure changing. I definitely don't want my seat changing, yeah, so that you can sit next to your wife. Look, man, you're smothering her, Alan, okay? She booked separate seats for a reason. Read the signs! This is why your marriage is in trouble. The point is, did you get sad for a fake Alan? One of you was like, aw, Alan. Look, man, the point is, a lot of people only booked that flight in the first place because they felt safe knowing that everyone had to wear masks. Okay, you can't just flip that while people are already on the plane. You gotta give people a chance to decide if this is something they want to do. It's crazy, you know? Like, like it's a safety. This would be like if a roller coaster decided to change its safety policies when you're already on the ride.
Attention passengers, a judge has ruled that we no longer need the safety bars. Enjoy your ride.
Mommy. That was a true story. So look, if you were angry that the rule changed mid-flight, I think you have every right to be. All right? We wore masks for what, 2 years on planes? I think people could have waited one more day. You know, people were acting like they were suffocating in their seats. Yes, I'll have a Coke, please. Now, because masks in America have somehow turned into a political battle, a lot of people weren't just angry at the judge who made this ruling or at the airlines who instantly allowed the change. No, a lot of people online are angry at the flight attendants and at the pilots who were celebrating the change. But look, I don't agree with it, and I'll tell you why. People forget that flight attendants weren't just happy about the masks coming off because of politics. No, a lot of them were happy because of the way people react to masks and the fact that it has turned their everyday lives basically into UFC.
Fights over wearing a mask on a plane have overwhelmingly made up the number of unruly passengers on flights. Thousands since the start of the pandemic.
Stand up!
Yeah, 2 years of that. I don't even know what was going on. Like, are those people's masks made of cocaine? What was going on there? You know, it's actually amazing that humans can invent jet airplanes to fly around the planet, you know, but then inside those technological marvels, we're just wild animals. You know, because nobody should be acting that way over a mask. The only time it's appropriate to have that level of emotion on a flight is if the plane is crashing, right? Or if the in-flight entertainment is stuck on Morbius. I mean, then, then you can throw punches. You throw those punches. But as for the flight attendants, they already have to deal with so much shit. I get why they are happy. Think of all the other things they have to do, huh? They're doing overhead Tetris with our giant bags, and they're helping parents with screaming kids. They're giving people bath bags, and they have to collect the bath bags back. Yeah, so forgive them if they're happy that they no longer have to be the bouncers of the sky, okay? They're humans. And here's what I think people need to understand about this. When it comes to wearing masks, not everyone is having the same experience that you are. Remember that. Yeah, you hate the mask because it makes you break out. Someone else likes the mask because they're immunocompromised and acne is the least of their problems. And some people don't really care. Yeah, so they'll wear it if they have to and they won't if they don't. That's the truth. And I'm just saying, I can see this from everyone's side, from maskers' side, from anti-maskers' side, even COVID side, you know? Yeah, no, if you want to infect people, that's your truth. That's your truth. Because I can understand why people are happy that they no longer have to spend a six-hour flight feeling like a broke-ass Bane. And I also get why people want to keep wearing masks. My hope is that we can get to a point where we're not villainizing each other over a tiny piece of cloth. What are we doing? Huh? It's not sustainable for people to have so much hate for each other like this. Oh, I hate you wearing the mask. Take it off. I hate you. No. No one had power to change what the airlines did. No one had power to do what the judge did. We are not those people. You know, we should be saving our anger for the real enemy. All those people who think that a tuna sandwich is appropriate to eat on a plane. That's who we fight. Together. N95 isn't gonna save you from that. All right, enough about the masks. Let's move on to something that everyone loves. It's time to check in on today's lotto numbers with Dulce Sloan, everybody! Oh, I'm so excited. So excited. Look at that face. Look at that face. Oh, man. How you doing today, Dulce?
What up, Negro?
Oh, man, I'm so excited, Dulce. Ready to do the lotto?
Yeah, I got my scratch-offs. I went to the corner store, you know, ready to do this lotto, baby. Hey, hey, big win.
What are those?
Scratch-off tickets, lottery.
I don't understand. What do you?
I came to do the lotto. You told me we were going to watch me do the lotto. I bought the lottery tickets.
No. Don't say. I sent you an email saying we need you to do lotto on the show.
Doing lotto on the show.
No, Dulce, why would we pay for you to do lottery on the... Why would we watch you doing that?
Because you support black women. What are you talking about?
Yes.
See? No. Hey, blessings, baby, blessings.
No, Dulce, I wanted you to do the lottery, like, you know, on the news, and then you do the thing. We brought the machine. That's the machine. Why do you think there's a machine there?
That's not gum. This ain't a big gumball machine?
No, it's not, Dulce.
Son of a bitch!
No. That's where the numbers are gonna pop up. You're gonna do the thing, tell us what the numbers are, and then, you know, we know who won.
What do you think I am, a 50-year-old white woman in Florida? Why am I pulling lotto numbers on TV?
Because that's what they do. Dulce, can you please just do the numbers? I just wanna, you know...
All right, fine, I work here. Cool, you know. Start the machine!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Woo! Okay.
Okay, okay, okay.
Ready? Okay, we got it, we got it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. What? Wait, there's no number on the ball. There's supposed to be a number on the ball.
Is it?
Wait, you didn't put the numbers on the balls?
I'm supposed to put the numbers on the balls?
I sent this to you in the email.
That whole email?
Dulce, who doesn't read a whole email? It's one email.
Listen, you know, if you want a number, I can get... What number you want? What's your ticket, sir?
No, I don't want... You can't just ask me for a number. What do you...
Listen, I know about numbers, man. I can count to 1,000 in Spanish, bro.
That's actually impressive.
Thank you. Just give me a number. What you want?
I don't know, 15?
11!
You know what, Dulce, this is broken. We won't get numbers now. This is a failure.
No, listen, I got it. You want numbers on balls, I just want the balls, so, screw it. Start the machine!
No, but Dulce, you see, the thing doesn't work. The thing doesn't work.
No, listen, it's good. No,
Dulce, the thing, whoa, ow, Dulce, ow, what is Dulce, no, stop the thing. Nobody wins. Terms and conditions apply. Dulce Sloan, everybody. All right, when we come back, Jordan Clapper, fingers the globe. You don't want to miss it. No money. There's no money. No.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome back to the Daily Show. Oh, take a seat. Oh, I don't know why you guys stood. Damn. One of the most fascinating and terrifying countries in the world right now is Hungary, which has slid from a reliable democracy into something more like a dictatorship. And honestly, that sounded pretty familiar to us. So we sent Jordan Klepper there to finger the pulse of America's possible future.
Recently, I hopped a plane to Hungary, a nation classified as only partly free, and one American conservatives can't get enough of. Maybe because of stuff like this.
This president in USA is fake.
Joe Biden.
Yes.
But the thing that united conservatives all over the planet were the culture wars. And at CPAC in Florida, they were fighting hard in their battle against wokeism.
Awake, not
woke. I mean, awake, not woke, would be more along the lines of knowing our history, right? Being awake, and because woke is, oh, I know all the bad things, and you have to feel some type of way about it, and yada, yada, yada.
Well, empathy in those
guess
things.
What? Yeah, I'm not wearing that.
You don't need to care about other people.
No, I need to care about other people, because you can be awake, and you can care about other people, mm-hmm. But you can still have a backbone about your convictions. Does that make sense?
No. What is the phrase here? Awake, not woke?
That doesn't mean that we want to silence people. That means that we want to be respectful to everybody. This is a universal respect.
Right. You're not. Regardless. Republican Party is not trying to silence people.
No.
They're not saying don't say gay.
Not at all, as a matter of fact.
I mean, they're enacting legislation that says don't say gay, but emotionally they're not saying that.
And while GOP snowflakes complain about silencing, conservative state legislatures across the country are punishing the LGBTQ community for, you know, existing. And the GOP is now looking to Hungary for inspiration, because the woke wars have been raging there since 2010, when the conservative autocrat Viktor Orban took over. He outlawed helping Middle Eastern migrants fleeing war, the Constitution was amended to make marriage between one man and one woman, and people like children's book editor Boldejar Nagy felt the sting of Orban's policies when he published a story that dared to show the world of LGBTQ animals.
For example, there is a story about Deer, who is a trans boy. He born into a female body and he wants to have antlers as well, like the other guys. Then he realizes that it won't grow. Their friends help him, and in the end, they made antlers from branches.
In America, we tell kinder stories about deers. Like, deers go out into the woods, and their mother gets shot by a hunter. Just more kid-appropriate storytelling.
But the government reaction turned out to inspire even bigger nightmares than those ghoulish fairy tales. A public shredding by a member of parliament sparked action by Prime Minister Orban.
Because of the book, the Prime Minister said that LGBTQ people are harmful for kids. They did the Child Protection Act, which says that you cannot even sell LGBTQ topic books if the shop is in 200 meters from any churches or school.
Priests can't go and find a book like this. They need to stay pure and open up the Bible and read stories about 40-year-olds f***ing kids. You know,
yeah.
These are priests. They have to stay moral.
This is the kind of law American conservatives would love, as soon as they figure out how far 200 meters is. But Orban's government wasn't just banning books. They also tried to erase the identity of an entire group of people.
The Orban government denies the existence and the possibility of existence of trans people, considers this as, at best, as an illness. And they insist that there's no such thing as gender, and therefore there's no need for gender studies education and abolished gender studies programs.
So that gig doesn't exist in Hungary anymore?
Nope. Not anymore.
That's kind of America right now. There's no more racism, so why are we studying it or even looking at its history?
Yeah, it is quite reminiscent, I must admit.
But gender studies professor Eva Fedor's job wasn't the only one canceled. In fact, all of Central European University, a highly respected international institution in Budapest, was targeted by the Orban administration.
Unfortunately, in 2017, the government launched a vicious political attack against the university and passed a new piece of legislation which just did not allow the university to function as a university in Budapest anymore. So the university had to pack up, leave this beautiful campus behind, and move to Vienna and keep, you know, offering the US accredited degrees there.
They shipped your job overseas?
Well, over the Danube.
They shipped your job over river. Yeah.
While American conservatives complain about elite liberal academics, Hungarian conservatives literally send them packing. Today, CEU is an empty campus where no learning takes place. So basically, Ohio State. So I'm grabbing my backpack, your rail pass, and motion sickness tablets, and heading to Vienna, home to CEU's new campus, to see what sort of sinister liberal college voodoo their students are up to.
Are you guys doing some evil shit here?
Maybe.
I mean, what do you mean by evil shit? How would you find it?
Like liberal college evil shit.
Definitely, definitely. We like to talk about gender and feminism, and we like to talk about liberal values and democracy. And
that's just Brooklyn shit.
Well, maybe the Brooklyn shit kind of learned it from all over the world.
Appropriating, that's also Brooklyn
that's
shit.
That's also Brooklyn shit, exactly.
What the Orban government did to higher education is a truly harrowing international story. But as an American, I still have one question. How does this affect me?
I think when we think about what could happen to American democracy, we lack imagination. We think the only way that it could crumble is if it becomes a civil war like the 1800s in America. What does the slide towards authoritarianism look like? And what should we be on the lookout for back in America?
You know this story about the frog, that if you put the frog into water and you gently heat the water? The point is that if you're sliding gradually into something, you barely recognize that you're moving, and you just end somewhere. Things become natural. Things that you would have been unheard of a few years ago become acceptable, natural, the normal part of life.
We don't cook frogs, I think that's the French. Chicken sandwiches, that's our thing. So if you could make that metaphor more chicken sandwich based, I think it would really connect to our audience.
I'll work on that.
Please do. More on this deep fried fall of democracy Thursday.
Thank you so much for that, Jordan. All right, when we come back, Pamela Adlon is joining us, so stay tuned.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is Emmy Award-winning actor, writer, director, and producer Pamela Adlon. She's here to talk about the final season of her hit show, Better Things. Please welcome Pamela Adlon.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Cool.
This is cool, right?
I'm on The Daily Show with Trevor Noah. This is crazy.
Are you kidding me? I watched you on Californication, one of my favorite shows of all time. I'm sitting opposite you right now. It is great to have you here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
On, is it bittersweet, the final season of the show?
I feel happy. I feel grateful. I'm, you know, obviously doing press for the finale and you know, it's a big accomplishment. I'm a woman, I'm in my 50s, I'm a single mom, I have 3 daughters, mm-hmm. I'm the writer, director, star, creator of the show, so it's kind of a weird...
Wow.
And... So, you know, I'm doing the press and people keep asking me, are you sad? Is it bittersweet? Mm-hmm. And I just feel extremely excited and grateful that I'm, you know, at this place in my life that I have these jobs and that I can provide for my family
right.
and keep going and keep working, hopefully. And I like to tell people that, you know, don't be so myopic in your life. You know, just think about other things that you want to do. You know, it's extremely important to... love what you do,
yeah.
but sometimes it's not possible. And you gotta kind of cool your heels and wait to do the thing that you love to make money from doing the thing you love.
My mom would say it, she would say, when God closes one door, he opens another.
Oh, yeah.
That's essentially what she would say. But I yeah. like your one because it's more like it's on me. I was like, when is God opening the door?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's you know, I was just an actor. And I would wait for the phone to ring, and I thought that that's how it was supposed to be.
That's fascinating. And now you create the work that you want to be in.
Yes.
And it's not just creating the work, it's creating fantastic work, because your Thank show, you. You're playing, you know, on the page, it would be like, oh, what a story, a single mom with her 3 children.
Oh, yes.
And you watch it, I mean, we saw it just even in the clip, you're dealing with everything, kids and drugs and
yeah.
love and life and virginity and cooking and working hard.
Yeah.
And it's just everything. It's funny, it's sad, there's moments of heart. And I found myself going, is this you taking from your life? Or do you like expand on what your life wasn't in a weird way? Like, do you go, this is the exaggerated version of my life?
Well, I like to say that my character Sam is me in a cape. So it's like the ultra version of me.
Right.
So she's like, it's that conversation you have with yourself when you're in the car or on the bus or you're driving home and you're like, oh, I wish I had said that, you know, you know, or that would have been so bad if this happened, and your mind goes through it. And or I wish I had done this with my kids, you know, but when you're a parent, it's exhausting anyway. And even if you have a partner, and so I don't have a partner, and I raised 3 girls by myself, and so I was always looking for ways to be a better parent. And I feel like now that I'm older and my kids are more grown, that I'm a better parent now. And I wish I could go back and apply the things that I've learned or I've written into my show.
Do they ever watch the show, or do you ever show them like an episode and you'd be like, see, that's what I wanted to do?
Oh, that, like, that's credit?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, see, that's a...
Look,
see, yeah.
I would have done that. And I want you to know that I don't think that holds. Like, it's an homage. And it's really, it's been a journey because I started it 7 years ago and all my kids were still living at home. And now two are gone. And it's just, it's graduations. It's the way your life goes. And, you know, there's no such thing as an anti-hero. Like when I hear that term, that kind of drives me crazy because an anti-hero is a human being.
Oh, I like that.
You know, and so... When you say Sam's an anti-hero because, like, early on it was like, you know, she would try things, she would do, like, sex things or whatever, and now not sex things or, you know...
This is a great way to describe it. Everyone who hasn't watched is now like... Now you're going to watch because you're like, wait, what? The sex things and the not sex things?
Let me explain!
Don't explain! That's how people watch a show. serves you right. You didn't watch, now you don't know the sex things and you don't know the not sex things. She's in the corner like, yeah! That's what you want. I love that.
I'm just going to leave it at that. It's all...
I wanted to ask you this about the show. It's like, you know, there's so much heart in the show that it feels like it transcends what's happening on camera. And I've heard some stories about set. I've heard some stories about how you make the show. One of the stories I heard that intrigued me had to do with food on set. So, you know, when I was reading up on your life story, I didn't realize that you had been acting since you were a child. And when you were young, you would eat all the food that was in a scene, which, like, a lot of actors don't. You would actually eat it, which, because you didn't want to waste it.
Yes, well, I did. Well, there's another reason, which is that I grew up watching television. My father was a writer, producer, and I'm like a soundstage baby. And I love television. I want it to be authentic. And I desperately want the characters to be real. So when I would see people like pushing like the peas around on a plate or your phone, it's like an emergency alert. Should we wait? Are you? No. It could be your ring, I don't know. Like if they push their food around on a plate, it drives me crazy. Like put the food in your mouth and eat the food.
The food is so intricate. Like you have scenes where your character's like
cooking. I'm cooking
but
the food.
But that looks like real food.
Yes, I'm cooking the food. So you're seeing.
So do you guys eat the food?
Yeah, so a lot of times we get to, one scene, one of my kids on the show, she, actually, her character loses her virginity in the show, and it's a very like it's a conscious choice, and there's like these tough conversations that happen in the show, and how does this lady, this mom of these three kids, deal with this on their own, and they get through it and they talk about it, and then they go downstairs. And her daughter, who just told her this, makes her peppermint ice cream from scratch. She just want, you know, Sam says, I really want peppermint Christmas ice cream.
And that's where they don't have the ingredients and they start making
it
right.
And we just did it and she breaks up the peppermint and we take out the ice cream and then put some agave in it, some cocoa, like, you know, made it up on the spot. And then the whole crew lined up. They wanted some of the ice cream, but...
I love the idea of this. I'm just going to do my groceries at the Daily Show.
Yes.
I'm just going to start like making jokes. Aha, that reminds me of Himalayan sea salt.
Exactly. Maldon sea salt flakes.
Living in a world that's not myopic, it means, I mean, you know, you act, you write, you direct, you do everything. What's next? Final season. So what would you like to do? What's like a pipe dream, a crazy idea, or just something you think you'll do?
Well, I'd like to continue working. I love to work. I like to mentor. I like to, I having job fairs for people because, so there's this whole thing, you know, people are like, oh, I want to be in the business. I want to be a host or an actor or a director or a writer. There's so many other jobs, and I'd like people to know what they are. Like, why is post just, you know, the same kind of people, which is like all old white guys or young white guys. Like,
well, it's oftentimes referrals, right?
Yeah, they refer to each other. They have a whole network, but I like to show people, young people, what jobs there are available. And, you know, instead of like, you know, young kids wanting to play football, like young boys, like that's what they want to do, and myopic in that way. What if you can't play sports? There's so many jobs that you can do in my industry that are so cool to learn about, being a gaffer, a key grip, a rigger, a stunt person. And I like to educate people about that kind of thing.
Well, I think you can do anything you want to do. Congratulations on an amazing show. Thank you for being
so
here.
Much.
Really wonderful having you. People, the series finale of Better Things is Monday, April 25th at 10 p.m. on FX and streaming on Hulu. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Well, that's our show for tonight. But before we go, nearly 4,000 homes have been destroyed and more than 40,000 people have been displaced by the floods and the mudslides happening in South Africa. Now, Gift of the Givers is a South African-based disaster relief organization that are on the ground helping those people who are affected by the floods. So if you want to help them in the work that they're doing to act fast and to save lives, then please donate at the link below. Anything you can give will help. Until tomorrow, stay safe out there. And remember, if you're still anxious about flying, you can always drive. Nobody's ever died in a car.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central. And stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst. Available at Target.